1991, 4:45 in the afternoon, and we have the whole gang assembled here. And I expect maybe the commander is here. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hats on here in weary life. We've spent all afternoon with me keeping my mouth shut and letting Doris talk. That's an experience for all of them. They've had to learn to breathe and speak at alternate times to stop her. I want to share with the group. I really don't like meetings where anyone, for whatever reason, is excluded. The purpose of today was to begin to lay strategy as how to handle the property. And if you once wanted to go point into the sky this afternoon, you would be pointing at many of your brothers. You will find them mostly to the north, because a part of the major F frequency system is beamed in from China Lake. And this particular area has been tremendously hit the last couple of days. We could not even have the meeting this afternoon in the dwelling at all. For several reasons, most especially that it's under surveillance, and it was a strategy meeting wherein if anyone outside the legal group or the investigator, if they're present and your adversary finds out, they will be hauled in for deposition and you'll have to reveal what was told. So it becomes no strategy at all. But we're making great strides. Great strides. We have a Eustace Mullins with us. His name is Claude. With experience and daring. And you are getting a fine crew together. Now we have a visitor that would be new to Overly and Dorma, at least. I believe his name is Clark. Bill, would you like to introduce yourself to this group?
I'm Bill Clark.
Well, do you want to tell us who you are? Do you want me to?
Go ahead, I'll see how close you
I'll tell some other things first, and then we'll see if you wish to reconsider that. We never throw anybody out first meeting. We welcome you here. Joan, we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
We're feeling very good. In the midst of what may seem like a tremendous bombardment, two things are happening. One, as it is evolving, and one's with knowledge of how and what to do, began to gather together. More can be relieved off into these other fragments with one's already knowing what they need to do. It's just a matter of beginning to correlate it. As Ted has said, we've covered a lot of territory. I appreciate all of the publicity we can get. We find that the more negative the publicity, the better off we are. Because it's ones to want to go read those 20 journals that Ted doesn't want to be bothered with. And he doesn't count well. How in the world can you learn anything if you don't experience it? Does he think that just hearing about them is going to rub off? Well, not likely. once show their own incredible ignorance by making a statement exactly like he made. Why would not Dorma type his name the way he wrote it when she does the typing? For the benefit of you ones who were not with us this morning when I gave this little talk, because it now begins to come into focus where I can speak on a level that you ones will now begin to understand. As we deal with what really makes up the illusion, why light is all there is, the perception of motion and time, you can better understand what happens. We're not going to talk about what Ramtha may say about Jay-Z Knight. I'll just tell you again that if, in fact, Ramtha suggested she put Jay-Z Knight stables over her horses, that was not very gracious of him toward her. That's not protecting her very well, is it? But that's neither here nor there. We have different purpose. We're not here to entertain. We're not here to have seminars. Not that type of seminars. We'll get to those too. But that's for out there somewhere. We don't need what is already present and incorrect. This information that I'm giving you now is the most important. I'm talking about important information. At first, you will understand parts of it. You will understand all of it. But if you try to explain it back, you're going to flub it. That's all right, because it requires the thought process of the negative and positive perceived flow movement of energy. All is light, all is illusion, but you're very well jolly stuck in it. So we're going to play out this play. So ones who still come and want to know, well, how is it that, exactly how is it? Tell me about this radio system. And especially for George and Desiree, who have to get out there on that air and face these kinds of questions. I can tell you right now that the frequency I use is 16.9443. And I suppose I'm plagiarizing that from Mr. Kathy. I've chosen that frequency for a very good reason. Because that is the frequency at which substance will visualize. Where substance will begin to coalesce and you get the bounce off, the reflection of the light. So that it reflects into your senses, because you're human, you have senses. That's all you have. That's all you have to perceive with. So you have the sense of something. What really happens with my speaking is simply she is a translator. More than that, I don't really take a button and tune her in like a radio, because I've already got her frequency. The only time lag there ever is not in bringing me into contact with her. It is balancing her energy so that she is not out of balance and fighting me. That means I have to set aside this conscious ego-ness where she allows me to give the signals to her nervous system. Now, that's not very romantic, is it? I'm going to operate her fingers, for instance. And very frequently, I am much, much remiss. She gets very tired because I will forget to move her. Does this mean I have walked in and taken her over? No, we have an agreement. And this is why she won't be able ever to explain to you exactly what happens, because she doesn't have to cough and choke and huff and puff and dance and prance. And those that do that are lying to you. I don't care that they do that. That's part of the performance. And if it gets your attention, bless them for it. That's not my purpose. Because what must be is that both parties balance one with the other, and that means a point avoidance. And at the point of total balance, there is no feeling. The only feeling she would get from my appearing would be if we were still out of balance. I don't expect you to fully understand that. I'm saying it because I want her to hear it also. Because she has often complained, well, the others huff and puff and fall on the floor and they get up and they know you're there. And I'm just open my mouth or waiting and there you are. Well, why would I be anything else? Because I have balance. And that's where you're headed, hopefully. It doesn't make me any better than you. It just makes me, having been around a lot longer, and understand it. And you're coming into understanding. And each time that we meet, we can share a little bit more in depth. So when one wants to come and say, well, Hatton said last year that he didn't need anything from the council. And now he says that he will use and plagiarize and all of this stuff. I'll tell you something, friends. If God uses what you have said, that is the greatest honor you can ever bestow upon man. And anyone who is in balance, reflecting God, will not only be eager to share it, but they'll do exactly what Colonel Gripe said. Go ahead, it's the truth. If you really mean that you are here to walk one through a transition period, I don't care who you are. And whatever you have said or ones around you have said, and it is true, you not only don't hide it under the bushel, you're out there pleading with people to use it. Go copy it. Plagiarize it. Ask me. I'll tell you more. And yet the only way that you can find out the true measure of a man, and then you can't always then. See, we're going to cross horns with Bruce Cathy. I recognize that. I welcome that. Because the very part that is missing from Bruce Cathy's work, and he will have to come to know it, is that he may figure out all of the arc, all of the frequencies, all of the fulcrums, all of the focus, all of the vortices, but he's dealing with matter. And until he recognizes fully he's dealing with light, it doesn't matter how much he writes. It has no meaning. It has no meaning. And nobody is going to be able to take it and go over here and make a little black box. It works. It'll be totally accidental if they do so. Because they can get exactly the right frequency. So what? Out of at least 4 full pages of writing to this man, giving him every compliment I can think of, he writes back and says, well, if you want to tell George to quit publishing my book, do so. I'll publish it myself. Now, how one can construe what I said into that statement would recognizably be incredulous, I would think. But that's all he saw out of it. Because I also said there are more than a tiny few errors there's some gross errors. And nobody likes to hear they've made gross errors. Also, after somebody has been stomped and stomped and stomped, they don't want to be stomped one more time by some invisible being. So don't worry about these things. This too will pass. And either we will come into an understanding, or he may go publish his book somewhere else, or he will continue to publish them here. This is immaterial. But if you think that Yorgos Hatzons is going to walk away and say, well, oops, I've been crossed. Here, take my credentials. I'm no longer fit for the job. I'm not human. I have no intention of going anywhere. If ones do not care for my presence, I force nothing. And therefore, I have to invite those ones to go somewhere else. And I have no bone to pick with Bruce Cathy at all. He is the only one whose work I've read since Nikola Tesla, Walter Russell, and Isaac Newton, that has come up with a feasible explanation of the grid system. And he doesn't really understand it himself. He understands the mathematical calculations. He does not understand what he's talking about. What we are moving into now is a discussion of light. And we're relating it to your spirituality. This particular journal will be the most important journal so far. It will also bear old information. There's nothing new. But it has to be continually represented to see if man has reached a level of understanding enough to accept any part of it. And I tried out on this group first. And I don't expect everyone to fully understand it. As long as you begin to come into knowing, don't try to pick it apart. I used as an example yesterday, you don't need to know every chip, every circuit, every solid state, anything to go turn on your television. You expect to get a picture. And if you get a picture, then you know. Now, maybe your knowing was a little incorrect. If you turn it on, nothing happens. You start looking to see if it's plugged in, and you go through a little bit of a checklist. But within, you accept that it works. I'm not asking you to take anything on faith, but you're going to have to confront your source and what you are. And the only way you're going to do it is to come into some kind of knowingness that it's not as you've been told. And you have to go a long way out of your way, a long way out of your way, to denounce it as either bigotry or against anything. I mean, how can we possibly put forth all this information and cram it down your throat? We have no intent of cramming anything anywhere. And I could tell you where to cram it. It's like getting that camel all the way in that tent and you're on the outside. You're never going to push that beast out. You're going to have to make him want to come out, or you're going to have to somehow entice him out. Either way, it's because he wants to, not because you're pushing on him. And that's what we're trying to come into balance with. We cannot go and attack the court system. You're getting some extremely good speakers. And now a lot of groups, patriot groups, are beginning to form. But they're not whole. I told the group this morning, they're not whole. There are major missing pieces in these presentations. Freeman does a better job than Doc Scott because he covers more. And Doc Scott kind of wants to keep his. Well, we're either going to stop hoarding our information unto ourselves, or we're not going to get this mission completed. We need attorneys. We need the Claudes and the Eustace Mullins. And then we need the ones willing to get up and be the mouthpiece in that courtroom with professional dignity. You don't go in there and fight them. They'll put you in jail. You go in there as simply as Howard Freeman says. Wise as a serpent, gentle as the dove. What does he say? You are not trying to get out of the flock. You're trying to maintain a flock in wolf country of sheep. You're never going to drive the black sheep out. You have to learn to live in this world of wolves. And that means you've got to be wise, you've got to know what they're going to do, and you've got to do better. And a major portion missing from the group of speakers is an authoritative display or dissertation on the use of corporations set up in Nevada, because they set them up to protect their assets. So there are many things that you need to add. David is an accountant. You need an accountant brave enough to break away from working and serving the IRS. That is not the problem of the accountants. They have been threatened. You either tell us or you go to jail. They literally even get ones into their office and bargain with them if they've made some indiscretions. We won't do this to you if you'll think on one of your clients. You are playing with evil. And if they can get you into a blackmail situation, that's wonderful for them. But if you know what you're doing, even if they get you into a blackmail situation, you can stand on your constitutional rights if you do it correctly. The word is get informed and do it correctly. Half-assed won't do it. It will end you up in jail. I'm not wishing to go out and be the mouth. Ones of you are studied in these various facets of working already in that human world. And you're the ones that should do it. You're the ones that will do it or it won't get done. I can prod and remind, but you ones must remember my mission. Mine is as a commitment to bring truth unto this world and bring God's people home. You've got a planet in trouble. You've got a species in trouble. The Constitution of the United States and your government is all that's left in this world. You're the last bastion of any kind of possible freedom. When they pull you down, that clinches it for the planet. Does that mean that you could never recover? Never is not a word in my vocabulary. Of course it doesn't mean that. It just means that in all probability, you either will not or it will be a very, very long sequence of events after that. And I don't want to keep you long. I wanted to share these thoughts with the group. There are very frequently times that we need the interchange of one to another of the people. And I need to participate as a participant rather than sit up here and lecture. I appreciate your indulgence of that. And I thank you for the honor that you show me in that measure. But the ideas will come, and they need to be shared. And it gets unwieldy. But this is my family. I don't wish ever for you to perceive it, nor do I intend to do it, and that's keep secret from you. We're either going to do it together, or we're not going to do it. We give too much, each one too much, to ever be allowed in any manner to feel that our own contribution is lesser, and I include myself. Mine also is only different. And if I sit up here and I say, well, I know, but I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'll tell you, at the level of my existence, I wouldn't be there. That's number one. Number two, what kind of brotherhood is that? I know, but I'm not going to tell you. Then you don't know, do you? Or you're lying. And if it's to yourself, that's even worse. The biggest fool is the one who fools himself. And man is so accustomed to both being put down, blindfolded, and treated like an idiot that he succumbs to that. It's easier to succumb to it than it is to struggle against it. And especially if you don't know how to struggle against it, what good is it going to do you? You're going to just set that hook in tighter and deeper. And eventually you'll just hemorrhage to death anyway. So we have hit it hard. We have hit it hard. There comes the point when they will call in and want to know who all is writing these books. Just one or two? Impossible. We like the impossible. It doesn't give the adversary anything to argue over. So it's got to be a really intensive period of time. Really intensive. And you've done it. You've pulled it off. You've really done it. And I'm honored to work with you. Crosswords, misunderstandings, those are human characteristics. And they usually become intensified under pressure. And you've really been under it. But as other things begin to deteriorate, you will be strengthened by it. And Dorma says, well, I certainly hope so, because so far.
Excuse me, Commander. Turn the tape.